It's time now for the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and RX Truck Center. Good morning, Mr. Wells.
Good morning. How's everything in Bainbridge this morning?
Everything's going good. How about down there at the lake?
Well, it's hot and muggy, very still. But you know, we got a heck of a rain yesterday, the last hour of that big fish tournament. And then again, right at dark last night, we got another shower. But I'm going to tell you, about 2:30 yesterday, 2 o'clock, 2:30 yesterday, the bottom fell out around here. We were fortunate to be close to Wingate and run in there and got under the shelter. But them raindrops as big as tennis balls, and there was a whole bunch of them, bunch of lightning. So we ran in there, and I called my mother to get me, take me down there to my truck so we didn't have to run back to the booster club and get our truck. But we needed the rain. That was all right. We got 3/4 inch on that first downpour, and I don't know what happened at how much we got at dark there. But all in all, we got about an inch of rain yesterday, and we had fun this weekend. You know, it was thunderstorms around Saturday and more of them yesterday afternoon, but we had a good time with that fishing tournament, and there was a bunch of big fish waiting.
That's what I heard. I heard it took a 7-pounder to win first place every hour.
Every hour on Saturday, and I'm pretty sure every hour yesterday. I don't have all those results from yesterday yet, but on Saturday, it took the biggest. The smallest fish in third place was a 6'2". In that particular hour, that was at 12 p.m., it took a 7'11" to win, a 7'3" for second, 6'2" for third. But overall on Saturday, I know for sure there was 15 over 7 pounds on Saturday. That's a bunch of big fish. I mean, I told Pam yesterday I should have had my head examined for getting us in that deal. I've been able to, over the years, to catch quite a few fish, but none of them like that. Not consistently, so I don't know what I was thinking, but we did have fun, and yesterday my honey put on a clinic. It was 1 4.5-pounder after another yesterday, all day long. Well, I lost count at 20, so I don't know how many she wound up catching, but, you know, obviously a 4.5-pounder didn't do us any good. On a normal day, tournament fishing, 5 fish, 4.5 pounds, that would have been fun. Good day.
Yeah, and you'd have probably done pretty good too. You'd have had a real good set.
Yeah, no doubt. I just couldn't get bit yesterday, and it was about equal for us on Saturday. We had fun. We did have a good time, and I saw something yesterday that weren't safe at all. A young couple come by us in an aluminum stick steering boat, which, you know, is fairly small and compact, and to me they're easier to be thrown out of if you hit something because you're sitting right up in the front like that. But they come right by us within 25 feet of us. Neither one of them had a life jacket on, and she was holding a 2-year-old boy, and he didn't have a life jacket on. Now, besides the fact of it's not legal to do that, if you're 13 and under now, you have to wear a life jacket in the boat. It used to be 10 and under, but I think they upped it to 12 or 13. Besides that, he doesn't know any better. That little boy, he didn't know any better to put one on, so it's up to us to take care of him. That's just really, really unsafe conditions right there. But all in all, this weekend, we had a good time. A lot of fish caught. They had a lot of boost over there. They had a concert over there Saturday. It was just a good weekend. I think they did a really good job. The weigh-ins were smooth, and I think it was a good deal.
Sounds like it. All right. We'll talk with you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Everybody have a good day, and watch these thunder boomers. Don't get struck by lightning.
You've been listening to the Outdoor Report, brought to you this morning by Wells Guide Service and RX Truck Center.
At RX Drug Center in Bainbridge, managing your prescription has never been easier with our new My Pharmacy Connect service. You can order prescription refills online, receive reminders when it's time to refill your prescriptions, get text, email, or voicemail alerts when your prescriptions are ready, print your prescription history, see information about your medication, and best of all, it's free to our customers. For more information and help setting up your account, see Winston Brock or one of our friendly staff at RX Drug Center in Bainbridge. We'll be glad to help.